This limestone structure takes us back to ancient Egypt, almost 4,500 years ago. It is the tomb of a high official named Per-Neb, and comes from an ancient cemetery called Saqqara. As you enter the tomb, look for a large doorway that is flanked by two depictions of Per-Neb. As you walk through this doorway, you enter the tomb chapel, just as Per-Neb's relatives must have done. The actual burial was underground, and not accessible after the funeral. But this above-ground structure is where relatives and priests would have come to say prayers for the deceased and to make offerings. This was in order to supply Per-Neb with the provisions that he was thought to need in the afterlife. Take a look at the dense decoration. Cattle are being slaughtered, and offering bearers bring all kinds of foodstuffs. These images were thought to magically come alive and to thus provide the deceased with everlasting provisions. The Egyptians believed that life continued after death, and much great art and architecture was produced that reflects this belief. Per-Neb's tomb is a gateway to the Egyptian art collection at the Met, which is one of the most comprehensive outside of Egypt. Per-Neb's tomb was excavated by the Egyptian Antiquities Service. It was purchased by the Metropolitan Museum from the Egyptian government in 1913. The Met then worked to move it from Egypt to New York, where it's been displayed in these galleries since 1916. The next stop on the tour is the display of ancient models from the tomb of Mekhet Re. To find them, exit Per-Neb's monument and turn left, then continue through the Egyptian galleries and look for a carpeted room on your right.